Joshua Jefferson and Taman Lipsey scored 23 points apiece. Number 16, Iowa State pulled away late in the first half, picking up a 96-57 win over Stonehill last night. Jefferson added 9 rebounds to go with 7 assists and 4 steals in a terrific all-around performance to help the Cyclones to another lopsided victory. Their average winning margin so far this three-season is 33.3 points per game. Jalen Quinn, 17 points, helped Drake defeat Charleston 71-62. Quinn added 7 rebounds to help the Bulldogs improve to 3-2. Top 25 college men's basketball scoreboard, number 13 Gonzaga rolls by Southern Utah 122-50. It was number 20 Tennessee over Rice 91-66. 23rd ranked Wisconsin down SIU Edwardsville 94-69. And number 25 North Carolina State had topped VCU 85-79. In Big Ten men's action, it was Oregon defeating Oregon State 87-55 in the Big 12 left last night. It was Oakland falling to Central Florida 87-83. West Virginia down Lafayette 81-59. Kansas State edged at Tulsa 84-83. Colorado rolls by Alabama State 94-66. And Arizona State gets by Georgia State by a final of 75-62. James Franklin has been hired as Virginia Tech's football coach a little more than a month after he was fired during his 12th season at Penn State. The Hokies announced the move Monday evening, becoming the first Power Four program to fill a coaching vacancy this season. Franklin was set to formally be introduced at a news conference coming up on Wednesday morning. Just one game in top 25 college women's basketball last night. It was number 5 LSU rolling by Tulane 101-71. In the Big 12, it was Stephen F. Austin knocking off Houston 82-78. And in Big Ten women's action, it was Northwestern over DePaul 79-72. Dak Prescott threw 4 touchdown passes last night in a 33-16 win over the aspiring Las Vegas Raiders. The Cowboys then played one of their best games so far this season, keeping their slim playoff hopes alive. Cincinnati Bengals receiver Ja'Marr Chase has been suspended without pay for one game for spitting on Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Jalen Ramsey. Chase spat on Ramsey during a confrontation in the fourth quarter on Sunday. LeBron James returned to practice with the Lakers and is waiting to see how he feels before deciding whether to make his season debut tonight. When James returns to Los Angeles lineup, he'll become the first player in NBA history to play in it 23 seasons. In the NBA last night, it was Cleveland over Milwaukee 118-106. Philadelphia down the Clippers 110-108. Detroit over Indiana 127-112. Miami top New York 115-113. Toronto got by Charlotte 110-108. Minnesota over Dallas 120-96. Oklahoma City rolls by New Orleans 126-109. And Chicago defeated Denver 130-127. That's sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.